When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Thank you so much for listening. We have an all Traina Thoughts edition of the podcast today with my buddy Sal Licata. Before we get to it, just quickly, we dropped two podcasts last week in case you missed them. We had John Oran from Puck on to talk about everything going on with the NBA's television deals, with the NBA refusing the match of Warner Brothers Discovery / TNT of the Amazon offer and the potential court case. So that was last week with John Oran. We also had a bonus pod with the WWE CM Punk. Greg Olson was on the show 2 weeks ago. Noah Eagle 3 weeks ago. So if you missed any of those, go into the archives, check them out, and give them a listen. And make sure you subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. All right, let's get into this episode right now with my buddy Sal Licata from WFAN Radio in New York, SNY TV in New York. And he's on vacation doing this podcast.
Oh, shoot. I set my alarm. Sorry about that. I set my alarm to go off of the podcast because I am on vacation. I didn't want to forget. So there we go.
There you go. How's the vacation?
Not bad. The weather now, like last night and today, a little shaky. But other than that, it's been pretty good.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. I'm glad we're doing an all Train of Thoughts because I have like a lot of podcast housekeeping to take care of. Like,
okay.
Every week I like to complain about booking this podcast. Literally, so here's the problem, and I should know this because this happens every year. Like, this is a tough week. Everyone's on vacation. Reached out to a bunch of sports media people, a lot of people on vacation. But I have the next 2 weeks booked. So it works out well. Yeah. So Dog's gonna be on next week for those.
And then, nice.
We have a big, big college football person coming on in 2 weeks. So that's
when you say big, big.
Well, like top three college football people.
College game day. I'm not a big college football fan. Let me just guess top three. Like Corso, Herb Street, Fowler.
Well, I don't want to say who it is.
Oh, okay. But am I good with guessing? Okay, I'll get it off the air.
Top three college football personality.
By the way, you should have gotten Colin Russo on this week.
We'll get into that. We will get into all that. Like I said, there's a lot of housekeeping to take care of. There is actually a lot going on with Dog. Did we talk about last week the Dog thing with Mike Tirico and NBC?
I think we might have a little bit, where he got... you and I talked about it. I don't know if we did it on the air. We definitely talked about it.
Oh, right. I think we talked about it off the air. But like, I felt bad because apparently, I guess, the NBC team was not overjoyed that like Dog said what he said. And then I put it on Twitter and was like, NBC and Mike Tirico ghosted. I should have left Tirico... I sent Tirico a message to apologize, but he's busy with the Olympics. So like, hopefully someone hears this and tells him, because all I hear about is like, someone heard you on the podcast say this. And I'm like, I don't understand how that's true. But
you need to apologize to Tirico?
It wasn't Tirico, because in my tweet, I said that NBC and Tirico ghosted Dog, but Tirico has nothing to do with it. That's all the PR. And the PR department is claiming it was just miscommunication. But my whole thing for posting it wasn't to make NBC or Tirico look bad. The reason I posted the clip of Dog, for those who don't know, let me just give you the quick backstory. According to Mad Dog, Mike Tirico was supposed to go on before the day of the Olympics or the day before. Then Dog goes on First Take, bashes NBC for selling $20 tickets to IMAX theaters to watch your opening ceremonies. And then suddenly Tirico's not a guest on the show, and Dog was saying he thought it was because of the first take thing. I posted the clip because, one, I post anything that funny that Russo does.
Right.
And then, two, as someone who books the podcast and writes a column, I've experienced this where, like, I'll write a column maybe saying something negative about someone, and then, like, I need to try to get them on the podcast, and it's not fun. So it was more of, like, an inside sports media thing. I didn't think word would get back to NBC that I posted this and people were upset. So it was all meant in light jest. And Tirico did go on with Dog on Tuesday. So,
oh, okay. So it's well over then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I felt bad if anyone, you know, got any thing, yeah, you know, bent out of shape. So, so that's
people so first sensitive. I mean, my God, yeah. Dog is joking around anyway or saying what he's saying.
Right.
Like,
right.
NBC is going to be whatever.
Well, I don't blame Tirico, because if Dog was bashing the Olympics or NBC, Tirico would still go on. He's a good guy.
Right.
He, you know, he knows the business and all that. But when PR people become involved, then, you know, you don't know what happens. So I should have just left Tirico out of it completely. But whatever. He's Mike's great. And he, like I said, he went on with Dog Tuesday. So no harm, no foul. So that was the first bit of housekeeping. The second bit of housekeeping, if you are someone who's not a really, like, a huge fan of me and the way I do these interviews and the podcast, even though I don't know why you'd be listening, and you want to enjoy myself getting just trashed to no end, go on YouTube and read the comments for my CM Punk interview last week. I am getting destroyed by the people who watch the YouTube video, saying I'm a terrible interviewer. And, you know, now let me give you
again, is this wrestling fan specifically getting
yes,
on you?
Yes. Okay. So let me give you the backstory here.
Yeah.
I will agree 100%. The first 10 to 15 minutes of that interview, I was terrible and way off my game.
Why?
Had to deal with a lot of personal issues that morning.
Okay.
I mean, so my mother calls me that morning, hysterically crying. She goes down in her basement. It's flooded beyond belief. Pipe in the toilet burst. She wanted me to go over there to help with some things. And now on a day I got to tape the podcast, I can't be doing that stuff.
Right.
Like, I understand I'm not exactly like curing cancer here, but like,
yeah,
there's a focus level that needs to happen. So I don't like to do anything on the days I tape the podcast. So I had to run over there. It was a disaster. It's a long story, but the basement just completely flooded. So I was not myself for that interview at that day. I was off my game. Then that day there was a picture that came out of Tony Khan, who owns and runs AEW, with Shane McMahon.
Right.
Which, I mean, familiar. Listen, the bottom line is, if Shane McMahon joined AEW, that's a batshit insane, crazy story.
Right.
And normally I would, you know, try to soften the guest up, you know, the trick, and then you hit him with that at some point later. I started the interview with that question. And
you led with that?
Yeah. because here's what my thinking was. My thinking was, I know he doesn't want to deal with this or comment on this.
All right.
So let me get it out of the way, because if I don't ask, then people are going to say, oh, you know, like, there's already people who already think I'm in cahoots with the WWE and, like, I'm helping with, like, storylines or whatever, some nonsense. Wrestling fans are crazy. So I'm like, let me get it out of the way, address it, and move, you know, and I asked him, what do you think about the picture? And he said, pass. So
I saw that clip you posted. So yeah, I'm familiar
which I am not, like, I expected that. All that's fine. This is 100% on me. So I was off my game, and I do think after 10 or 15 minutes, then I think we had an excellent interview.
Okay.
But these people on YouTube, the comments are just destroying me. I'm terrible. I have low energy, boring, terrible questions, you know. But I did hear through the grapevine that CM Punk, well, here's all, forget what I heard, because I don't even know if I should say it. He reposted the podcast on his Instagram. So
that says enough.
He
was okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's out of the way.
Now, can I just follow up one quick one?
Please, whatever you want to say.
Why wouldn't he, like, what's, I know the significance of Tony Khan and Shane McMahon. CM Punk is back with WWE?
Yeah.
Okay, so he couldn't even, like, share. Did he give anything? Did he share a thought, an opinion, a possibility?
Well, there's a lot of animosity with him in AEW. There's a lot of, it ended badly.
Well, didn't it end badly with him with WWE?
Yes, but this was even worse.
Right, so, I remember I don't know if it was backstage stuff, and the fighting. I see what you're saying.
But that's why his opinion on it would be newsworthy. So I had to ask.
Because he knows that company well. Okay.
Yeah.
What's his deal? Why does it end? Like, he's good with you, obviously. But why the rough endings for both places?
I don't know. Listen, he's a controversial figure. I don't think he means to be, but he just is.
Okay.
I think he wants things a certain way. I don't think he enjoys a lot of bullshit. So,
Okay.
One last thing on wrestling. My guy Roman Reigns came back at SummerSlam. Very exciting.
Where has he been?
He hasn't been around since WrestleMania. He lost to Cody Rhodes. So now he's back. Now he's a good guy. He did the face. Now he's a face.
How's he a good guy now?
Because when he was gone.
Is the bloodline over?
Well, the bloodline sort of decided they would take over without him. And they put Paul Heyman through a table. The announcing table. So now Roman is back. And
who's he fighting with?
Well, he's going to go against him and the bloodline will have a feud.
And then last one, Cena. He's starting his retirement tour.
I don't know when that starts.
Okay. So it didn't start at SummerSlam.
I think in 2025 it's supposed to. Yeah.
Okay.
So Roman's back. Got to get Roman on the podcast. All right. Was there anything else regarding the podcast? I think that was it with the podcast. I'll tell you though, I know everyone loves the summer. It never happens for me. Like, I enjoy the pool and the beach. Oop, there's my alarm. But this bullshit with everyone being off. I mean, Howard Stern is off the whole summer.
Yeah.
You're off this week.
I got another week coming in 2 weeks.
Dog was off last week. Boomer and Gio, who I listen to, are off. I don't like what I listen to and consume. I'm all off.
Close to the everyday grind, though, coming up in a couple of weeks. That's it. Once we get back, everybody's back, and that's it.
Speaking of which, a couple of things on football.
Mm-hmm.
DraftKings, a disgrace. They don't have over-unders up yet. Can you put them up, please?
Interesting that they wouldn't be up. Why wouldn't they have any of right now?
They have the Super Bowl odds. They have, who's going to win the division, who's going to win the conference, this, that. But they didn't have season totals up, which...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, I'm going to assume you did not watch any of the Hall of Fame game on Thursday.
None of it. Okay. Yeah, I did know what happened, though. So did they How do the bets work when the game ends like that?
Well, I bet over in a parlay and they paid me out.
Even so though, that was already decided? The over-under was decided at that point?
Yeah. The game went over like in the first half, basically.
What about if you had like a win bet or a, you know, whatever?
Those were null and void.
Okay.
So are you familiar at all with the new kickoff rule?
Yes.
Do you understand it?
Yes, where they have everybody lined up, I do understand it. But there's still
you
can
understand
be,
it?
Well, I mean, I believe so. Where they have the they're lined up a lot closer, obviously. Okay, I don't know the exact yard lines, but yes, the kicker same spot basically, but the what the hell do you call them? Defenders, the special teams unit, whatever is up in front of them, closer to the returns team.
So Joe Buck, which I still can't believe Buck and Aikman called that game, but Joe Buck tried to explain the new kickoff rule before the game. And I just know already the season's going to end in whatever, February. And I'm still going to have no idea what this rule. I have no idea what this rule is. I'm going to play the clip. Shelby's going to roll the clip of Joe Buck explaining the new kickoff rule. And you tell me if you fully understand what's going on. Shelby, hit it.
There's also a lot of excitement with a change in the kickoff rule, which is entirely different than any of us have seen in the NFL. Teams kick off from the 35, but 10 players on the kicking team start at the opponent's 40. At least 9 receiving team players must be in the setup zone between their own 30 and 35. Play begins when the ball's touched or hits the ground in the end zone or landing zone, the area between the receiving team's goal line and the 20. Touchbacks that land in the end zone are brought out to the 30. Touchbacks that roll into the end zone from the landing zone are brought out to the 20. You got all that? We're going to hang on for dear life tonight, but man, is it going to be fun to watch this unfold?
It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun.
So one question I have. I thought I had a decent understanding of it.
Yeah.
Well, how do you have a touchback in the, not the end zone, what's it called? The green zone, what they call
landing
it?
Landing zone.
The landing zone, yeah. So how does a touchback happen in the landing zone?
If it rolls into the end zone.
So if the kicker misses it and it rolls into the end zone, yeah, that's that part of it's confusing. I didn't understand all that.
But what exactly is the point of all this?
Well, player safety.
But it's not to add excitement to have kickoffs because no one ever returns kickoffs anymore. It's always a touchback.
Correct. This should change that to a certain extent, I would think.
Why?
That's a good question, because if the team is kicking off in the same spot, you'd think there'd be a similar number of touchbacks. And like I said, I don't understand what the new rule with this thing is, but once the player gets the ball, as opposed to taking a knee, I think it might be more enticing to take it out because there's going to be more space, I would assume. Again, I don't know. I'm not a rules expert. I'm not a special teams coach. I would assume that there would be more space because the blocking should be better with the shorter distance to run, as opposed to guys just darting off down the field, which should in theory create more space. I honestly have no idea.
If the kicker is still kicking off from the same yard line, the ball's going to go in the end zone anyway. So
I would assume that with this would make it maybe more enticing to take out. I have no idea. But you know about the onside kick stuff, right?
You're not allowed to do it until the fourth quarter, and you have to like tell the other team, right, or something like that?
Yeah, so that to me was more like, hey, look, basically the kickoff was going to be obsolete. So it's either this or nothing, and eventually it's probably going to be nothing anyway, right?
I think so.
Do you even care? I mean, do you care as a diehard football fan about the kickoff? I'm like, even the onside kick, like, how about the odds of getting that?
How about don't change anything? Just leave it the way it was. It was the same way for 5,000 years. Just leave it.
Yeah, but they're doing it because of player safety first and foremost.
I still hated that they changed the extra point.
Yeah, I don't like these
games. Yeah, I don't like these games. I don't like when a missed extra point is wreaking havoc on a game.
And it does that a lot now.
And especially on the wagers.
Well, that's what I meant. I don't mean the actual game. I'm talking about from a bettor's perspective, although it could impact the game. But those extra points, they always – like you're rooting for a team to cover, you get the touchdown, you're feeling good. Then the numbskull misses the extra point. You feel like, oh God. Like,
and these coaches don't. Yeah, the coaches don't know understand anything about when to go for two, when to not go for two.
Yeah,
and
then I know.
The game gets destroyed. The game becomes a complete mess because of a missed extra point. That's not really what football's supposed to be.
Well, how about the roughing the passer penalties that ruin games and ruin bets left and right?
Totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Totally ridiculous.
Football's coming.
Still can't wait for football.
Sunday ticket yet?
we're taping this on Wednesday. The Hard Knocks debuted on Tuesday with the Bears. I didn't watch it. Did you? I'm going to, but I didn't. No. Yeah, no,
I didn't get to it. I watched the Giants. I think that's enough of a fill. The Giants Hard Knocks, which I liked. I don't think I could get into the Bears. Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. It depends. Like, my wife's sleeping and I'm home with nothing else on. Then maybe, you know, maybe then.
I need to watch it to see if I can get some insight as to why Caleb Williams blocked me on Twitter when I never tweeted about him. Still trying to figure that one out.
Interesting.
I mean, no answers.
Did you ever say anything bad about him?
The only thing that I went through it. I had one tweet in my life that mentioned Caleb Williams, and it was a clip making fun of Dog because he kept calling him Caleb Williams. And I said something like, you know, here's another botched Chris Russo name, you know, Caleb Williams. I think Dog botched two names. He botched a receiver on the Bears, and he's something like, when the Bears have Caleb Williams throwing to, and he botched another name, and I posted.
You never said anything bad about USC because of a missed extra point or some kind of bet?
Do you think USC is in my tweeting wheelhouse?
Well, if they blew a bet for you, potentially, yeah. A little.
Agreed. I checked. I didn't. Yeah.
By the way, are they still in the Pac-12 or has that changed now?
They're in the Big Ten.
I mean, what are we doing here?
It's
USC
football.
Is in the Big Ten.
Yeah. It's college. I had this. So I was with my buddy Dan over the weekend, and he's a huge, huge college football guy. And we were talking and he was telling me some over-unders he likes. And I'm just like,
big Ducks fan, right?
Yeah. And Oregon. I'm like, I cannot. Yeah, like he was talking like Oregon plays Rutgers. Like, I cannot take the time to learn the way I watch college football is I really don't care about who's in what conference. On Saturday at noon, I put the games on and I watch eight games at once from noon to midnight and I'm happy. College football is such a joke. I mean, it is such a, they have a conference with two teams in it this year.
What?
The Pac-12 is Washington State and Oregon State. That's the entire conference.
That
because everyone
be right.
left, they all left to go to the Big Ten.
Everybody else left to go to the Big Ten, and they have two teams in the Pac-12?
Yes.
And they didn't rename it to Pac-2?
I don't even know what it's called.
Why would they still have a conference?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't pay attention to it because it's so dumb. It's so dumb. But I love watching the games.
It's actually sad. Like, you're right. It doesn't really mean anything, but it is sad.
Right. It doesn't mean anything, but it's pathetic. I mean, you know, your sport has just, it's a complete mess. Oh, speaking of messes in football, I don't know, maybe because I've been doing this a long time. I don't know. It still fascinates me beyond belief. I mean, you probably, you know, this goes into what you do maybe a little bit for a living, but like, people who get upset about lists, I still don't understand. So the NFL comes out with this ridiculous list where like Patrick Mahomes is the fourth best player in the league and everyone's having a stroke. Do you understand that the NFL wants you to have that stroke and they're happy and now you gave this list all this attention? I don't understand how people don't understand the game. It's so, just make a stupid list, put it out, people go crazy, you win. No list has to be accurate for it to be considered successful. They just want reaction. And then everyone's flipping out. Like, you just gave the league, or whoever made that dumb list, every single thing they wanted.
Yeah, I'm not a list guy, whether it's creating them on our radio show, whether it is reacting to them on the radio show. I mean, I guess if it were a slow day, you could look at it and make fun of it. But yeah, to me, they're all stupid.
I don't understand getting worked up over it. I would get where I get. I like to get worked up over, you know, fun lists. You know, someone's like the best, you know, whatever pizza places on Long Island. And like, NFL players and Patrick Mahomes is fourth. Why would you even react to it? Why would you react to that? I don't understand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One thing I should mention here on the Barkley situation. So I had a whole podcast last week with John Oran about what's going on with the NBA and TNT and Amazon and the fallout from all that, because the NBA rejected the matching offer from Warner Brothers Discovery. Mm-hmm. And on Tuesday, the news breaks that Barkley is not going to retire. He's not going to go to ESPN or NBC or Amazon. He's going to stay with TNT, even though right. They don't have the NBA. And I'm like, okay, I should probably get a guest on it. I'm like, I'm so sick of talking about this. I can't talk about this. And I feel like every week. But I'll just say one thing. If you gave me betting odds, I still think after next season, which will be the last season that TNT has the NBA, and it'll be the last season of Inside the NBA as we know it. The plan right now, according to what came out Tuesday, is like Barkley's going to stay there. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, and do what? I wanted to talk to you about that because I know you have the info on this.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? I know they have one more year. After that, what? What, you going to put him on golf coverage? Okay, that's great.
Okay,
that's cute for a weekend, but the appeal, Charles Barkley is one of my favorite personalities ever, okay? And I loved him as a player. But a big part of the appeal is watching Charles Barkley and the other guys talk about the sport that they know best. No offense to Barkley. I don't need to have his breakdown on golf or even college football with Auburn, which, by the way, would be more interesting than the golf stuff. But TNT's not doing college football either, are they?
Well, yes, they are. They are now.
So that's the big stuff. Then that's the big thing. When does that kick in?
I believe this year.
By the way, it's still like not obviously what you want to have Charles Barkley talking about, but at least there's an entertainment aspect of that with him being such a big gambler. And I know he loves, you know, football and betting on football and certainly Auburn. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but part of the appeal of Barkley is him talking about hoops. That's
well, so there was a report in the Wall Street Journal that said one of the possibilities that's being talked about is where TNT will. This is after next season. Keep in mind, there's still one more year left of all this. That they're going to rebrand Inside the NBA, Inside Sports, and they'll make it a sports talk show with Charles. I don't know about the other guys. I mean, Ernie Johnson will still be there, I think. I don't think Ernie Johnson's going to leave Turner. He said that. So at the least, maybe you have Ernie Johnson and Charles, and they do it, you know, a one-hour sports show or however they want to do it. The other thing is, I get what you're saying, 100%. But if he does stay with TNT, they do have Major League Baseball, regular season and postseason. They have college football now. I think they have the Mountain West. They have the playoff. But the playoff, I think, is licensed by ESPN. So I don't know, but they'd probably use them in some way on that. And they have the NHL. I think they have golf. And I don't know about the fringe sports, but
all right. So they're going to have college football, baseball,
hockey.
He loves basketball.
Hockey. Charles loves hockey. Well, oh, and they have the tournament. They have on the, you know, TNT, TBS, right. True TV. They have the tournament.
So no NBA, no NFL, which they could still technically talk about. I mean, look, I guess it's just not the same. Like they're going to.
Oh, of course.
And also people tune in. Now, I'm not one. But because I'm not a huge out-of-town NBA fan. I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. I watch New York Knicks basketball. That's it.
Right.
So, but people do tune in to watch the game of the week, whatever it may be, and you're watching the game, and then you get the great content before, during, and then after again from those guys. Who's flipping that on? Like, when? Pre- and post-baseball games? We're going to watch Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith talk baseball?
I do think – well, I got news for you. Well, I'll say this. I'll say two things. Because if TBS, which airs the baseball postseason, if they had a pregame show with Charles Barkley on it, I'd probably put it on before a playoff game.
Right, but for what? Just because you like Charles?
Right. Exactly. Okay.
But is he gonna? But and that's why I said it's part of the appeal. I get it. well, what's Barkley going to talk about? Is he's going to be talking baseball and we're going to supposed to take him seriously? Then that would negate, you know, having whoever, Pedro Martinez. I don't know, even know who's on. Who else?
Well, I'd rather see. I mean, maybe they'll have Charles interview Aaron Judge. I mean, I'd get into that. I mean,
yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm sure they'll be creative and work with it. I hate it because I love that show for the NBA, and then they did some other stuff. You got to remember that's the bread and butter. It's like, yeah, you know.
I agree, but it's over. It's over. Yeah. They could have Charles break down the runs, hits, errors.
Now, a gambling show would be different because that encompasses everything, and he's great at that.
Yeah.
Him talking about a baseball, hits, runs, errors, or over-under, or whatever, that's different.
I also think you have to understand, we're looking at it as two old men. If they gave Charles Barkley a talk show on TNT called Inside Sports, the play for that is not people putting on their television and putting on TNT. It's the social media clips. It's the YouTube. That's how it's all consumed these days.
Okay, and I'm not trying to disrespect anybody or any show or anything, but like, I don't watch any of those shows, First Take or the Fox Sports shows.
But you see clips.
Some of them, yeah. I mean, I guess I do it because of dog mostly. If a clip happens to be on in the feed, all right, fine. Right. But then that, see, to me, what they had was special. Now
that's over. It's over.
Okay, fine. But now it's just going to be another national sports talk show, which to me, national sports talk shows, I just don't, you know.
Well, I think he's one who can break through, though. Like, you don't know what the show. I mean, if it's him giving out opinions on, you know, okay, the White Sox just lost 21 games in a row.
Right.
You know he could have a funny take on that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is terrible in his whole shtick. They put it on Twitter. They put it on YouTube. People consume it. That's how people consume things.
I guess.
It's not about watching the show.
So, like, can he be, is their goal to make him TNT's Stephen A. Smith?
Maybe.
Whoever the Fox guy is. But, you know.
I mean, this is the issue. He signed a 10-year contract. When the NBA season starts here in a few months, that will be the beginning of year three of the contract.
Right. So he's going to have 7 years without the NBA.
Right. I still think, listen, I don't know the legalities of it, and I don't know what the contract issues are. I still think that when this NBA season ends, NBC, ESPN, Amazon, someone's going to try to, again, he's under contract to TNT. They'd have to let him out. Maybe they don't want to. And I don't see this happening, even though this is what's supposed to be happening. Just a prediction. My own gut feeling. Last thing. This is in your wheelhouse a little bit. Did you see the reports? And they are confirmed that it's going to happen. About this movie with Gawker / Deadspin, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
I did not, no.
Okay. Now, we both loved Air. We saw Air together. We loved Air.
Yeah.
So they're going to make a movie. It's supposed to be called Killing Gawker. Now, Gawker was the company that owned Deadspin when Deadspin was really Deadspin in its heyday and
you know,
top sports blog site, whatever you want to call it. And then Gawker and Deadspin ended up getting ruined and taken down and bankrupt and out of business or whatever.
Did Hulk Hogan kill Gawker? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So the reports earlier were that Ben Affleck was going to play Hulk Hogan.
Oh, come on.
There it is.
I mean, Batman is one thing. Ben Affleck's going to play Hulk Hogan? Give me a break. I love Ben Affleck. You can't play. It's not Hulk Hogan.
The good news for you is that supposedly that was just a rumor, and the movie company has said casting has not been done yet.
I'd hope so. Phil Knight is one thing. Hulk Hogan? I'd rather have Matt Damon as Hulk Hogan. It's a better sell.
See, no, it's not.
And Matt Damon at least is. I think Matt Damon looks more like Hulk Hogan than Ben Affleck.
But Matt Damon is half the height of Hulk Hogan.
I understand that. I'm just saying I'd rather have Matt Damon. Like, if you said Matt Damon, I'd be like, oh. But at least I understand it. Ben Affleck is nothing like Hulk Hogan.
Here's where I disagree with you. I'll go see this movie no matter what. I'm 100% in. But if you told me Ben Affleck was playing Hulk Hogan, I'd be 101% in.
Yeah,
I'd
have to.
I'd want, I have to see that. I would have to see that. But this has everything. This has the Hulk Hogan, the wrestling aspect, Affleck and Damon, who are tremendous. Everything they do is always good. And then you have, for me, in the sports media world, the takedown of Deadspin, which was this monster juggernaut site. So
how? Yeah, and I don't even remember that story. I mean, obviously, I know about Deadspin, but
well, they posted the clip, the video of Hogan after he banged his best friend's wife, using the N-word up and down like there's no tomorrow,
right?
And I don't know if it was stolen footage or how they got the footage, but they basically they lost the lawsuit because Hogan sued them for airing that video.
So that was Gawker / Deadspin. The whole
Gawker was the company that owned Deadspin.
And okay, so that's how they went down. Wow.
Yeah.
Deadspin, I mean, listen, was one of those things you just never wanted to be in.
I was never, as you know, as we have argued about many, many a time, I was never a Hulk Hogan fan.
I know. Come on.
And that video just, you know, it was, I'm just looking here, posting portions of a sex tape at the time, blah, 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 invasion of privacy, infringement on personality rights, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And the verdict awarded him $115 million, which included $60 million for emotional distress. And they avoided an additional $25 million in punitive damages.
Another leg drop. 1, 2, 3 for Hogan. That is great. I love that he took them down. Good for him.
Well, let's, you know, that was not his best moment there, caught on camera.
No. Well, nobody could defend that. I'm just saying that, you know, I'm not defending. I would never do that. But I'm saying that those sites, I remember them as being vile and nasty myself.
I mean, listen, Deadspin, did they cross the line every now and again? Yes, but overall, I mean, I love them.
Really? You were a big Deadspin fan?
Yeah, back in the day. Not now, but...
Right. And listen, it's still a thing or no? Or is it still, like, running?
They still exist, but they're not, like, you know, it's not anything near what... Right. No, I mean, listen, nothing is. I mean, that was... When Deadspin was at its peak, I mean, it was the internet was the wild, wild west. I mean, there were, like, no rules. I mean, I had the lovely lady of the day going. I mean, imagine that going on today.
Deadspin was also pre... Barstool, if I'm not mistaken. That was like, right?
I don't know if it was.
I feel like that was the thing. When Deadspin was
it was the thing. Yeah, it was the thing.
Even more than Awful Announcing, right? Like that was predating all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just have zero sympathy for Hulk Hogan. Zero. But,
but you don't like him dating back to when you were a kid. That's where this comes from. Like him now, you know. I can't
But everything I've heard about him.
That's what I'm saying.
Would never do the job. Always rewrote the storylines. You know,
there are many things that in years since, you know, since Hogan beat Savage in WrestleMania 5 or whatever, there are many things that have come out that, are not very good about.
Yeah, well, just watch the tape, and you'll see what you'll see. Not very good.
Yeah, I don't remember if I've seen the tape. Honestly,
if you saw the tape, you'd have a little bit of a different.
I know about.
I mean, it's bad. It's really, really. And again, this is a guy who doesn't know he's on camera, doesn't know he's being filmed, and he's talking about his daughter dating a black person, and just vile, vile, vile. So, I have no sympathy for Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's understood. But again, forget real Hulk. You know, forget the real dude. I'm talking about the guy in the ring.
Yeah, the most boring wrestler of all time.
See, that's my issue with you. Like, I'm not going to argue about the stuff outside the squared circle, but inside the ring.
You can't tell me that Hulk Hogan was more entertaining than Roddy Piper, Rick Rude, Jake the Snake Roberts. All I did as a kid was you like all those guys. I rooted for the heels every week,
and you lost every week.
I know. Yeah. Well,
Hulk
because
he ran wild on all of them, brother. Yeah.
He was in cahoots with Vince, and that's you know. Anything on the docket the rest of your vacation?
Right now, as we film this, downstairs, my wife and my mother are conversing.
Oh, boy.
I went and picked my mom up for a couple of days. Actually, because we were supposed to go out east this weekend, but because of the bad weather, we had to cancel. So now I have to figure out when I'm dropping my mom back on the island and then coming back, pain in the ass. So now, that's on my agenda for today.
Is there, now, I want to be careful. I don't want to get in trouble. Because I know you're a mama's boy, and your mother doesn't think you can do anything wrong. But is there ever a situation where your wife and the mother sort of gang up on you? Like, do you believe Sal's doing this? Do you believe Sal want, you know?
Very, very rare.
Okay. So it's your wife who's in trouble right now.
Well, no, ultimately it'd be me who's in trouble.
Right, but your wife, it's like a two against one situation if it's you and your mom against your wife.
Right, she feels like that, which is a problem. Like my wife will say something negative about me looking for a partner, and my mom's like, oh, no, you know, making every excuse.
Right, Sal can't do anything wrong. Now, how long is your mom going to be there?
Today is it. She's been here since Sunday morning.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sunday morning. Today's Wednesday.
Well, the reason being I wanted to, and this was actually great. Like, I woke up 6:30 Sunday morning, no traffic. It took me an hour and 20, turned right back around, no traffic, and then that's it. I didn't have to worry about it. Tonight's going to be a little different story. So
you didn't stop at Maureen's kitchen?
No, I'm basically going to drop her off and try to turn back around. I might leave at 7 tonight, which means I won't get there until around 8:39 and then turn back. So
I just want to be clear about something. Your mom came to your house on Sunday. You're bringing her back on Wednesday, and this is your vacation week.
Exactly. It's not a vacation. Drop the daughter off at school, pick her up. We went to the American Dream Mall for a day. You know, it was all about my mom spending time with her daughter.
I'll never forget, as long as I live, Dog had one of the greatest lines ever. When he was talking about having kids and a wife and the family. I don't remember the exact topic, but it was about like doing stuff on the weekends and, you know, everything's with the week, you know, people like live for the weekends. But then if you have a family, you know, and he goes, you know, when my weekend starts, at 8 a.m. on Monday when the kids go to school and I go to work. That's when my weekend starts.
There's a lot of truth to that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So nothing on the docket for the vacation.
No, this freaking weather ruined it all. We're supposed to go and enjoy the beach for a few days, and now it turned into another staycation. So hopefully it clears up a little bit here so you can enjoy the pool.
Are you watching anything since you're in the house with the bad weather? Anything you can recommend?
We're catching up on some stuff that we like. Nothing that you would like. I forget. There's some weird show on Apple TV. I don't even know the name of it. Right. Jennifer Connelly's in it. You wouldn't like it. It's like I don't even really like it. My wife's been into it, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to see it through. I think that's it.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week, Sal. Try to enjoy the rest of the vacation, and hopefully take mom home in a few hours, and you get out of Dodge without any bullets.
Wish me luck, as I left them together for 40 minutes unsupervised.
What could they be discussing?
Who knows what I'm walking into?
Sal's gambling habit. What could they be? Yeah. All right, take it easy.
I'll talk to you later.
Take it easy. All right, my many, many thanks to Sal Licata. My thanks to you for listening. Like I said, we have some great guests lined up for the next couple of weeks, so make sure you subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. If you missed any recent episodes, we had John Oran on the show last week to discuss everything going on with the NBA's new television deals and the controversy with the NBA not accepting the matching offer from Warner Brothers Discovery for the Amazon package. WWE's CM Punk on the show as well. I talked about that with Sal, so if you want to see what I was discussing, you can check that out. Greg Olson from Fox 2 weeks ago. Noah Eagle calling the Olympics basketball on the show 3 weeks ago. So check all those out if you missed any of them. Subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Leave a review on Apple. And that's it. All right, we'll see you next week. Stay safe and take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.